Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Attention Talk Radio, the show centered around paying attention to what is being paid attention to, with your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper.
Welcome, everyone, to this edition of Attention Talk Radio. I'm your host, Attention Coach Jeff Copper. Today is July the 16th at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time in the year 2010. Today's show is the topic, what's the buzz about the Professional ADHD Association of Coaches? And with me today in our virtual studio is Barbara Luther, Paul O'Connor, and Dave Gwork. We have a lot of material to cover today, and I want to get into it real quickly, but briefly, remember upcoming shows and archives you can be found on our Attention Talk Radio homepage at blogtalkradio.com/Attention Talk Radio. Please visit that site regularly for upcoming shows, and also you can download past and archive shows. But with that, let's get into today's topic. Again, we're going to cover, we want to talk about the Professional ADHD Association of Coaches and kind of what's been going on with this organization. And I guess I'd like to begin by welcoming Barbara Luther to the show. Barbara, welcome.
Hey, Jeff, how are you?
I'm doing wonderful today.
Great.
Real excited about today's show, and really excited about letting some of the other ADHD coaches know about what PAC's about, and also let our listeners know some of the exciting things that are happening in the field of ADHD coaching. So before we kind of talk about the organization a little bit, can you just tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and just give them a little bit of background, how long you've been coaching, how long you've been involved with ADHD coaching?
Oh, thanks, Jeff. I'm a master certified coach. I've been coaching for, I guess, about 15 years at this point. Most of that time has been ADHD coaching. I do some other coaching, but that's the primary specialty that I work in. I'm also director of training for the ADD Coach Academy, and we have David, who's the president here, so you'll hear from him as well. So we do a lot of work together to train ADD coaches.
Excellent. And you've also had some experience in other coaching fields, like working with Coach U and some other organizations?
Oh, yes. I've trained for several coaching schools, and I'm also an assessor, so I do a lot of mentor coaching and assessing to help coaches get their skill level where they can go for certification.
Awesome. Well, if you can, tell us a little bit about what inspired the formation of PAC, and also if you could share with our listeners, what's PAC really all about?
Well, the Professional Association for ADHD Coaches is, we started it, there were three of us who had the vision for this. We started it because we really heard from clients that they had quite a difficulty identifying a well-trained, knowledgeable ADD coach. And we were also hearing from young, well-trained ADD coaches that they wanted a way to truly be certified and show that, demonstrate that they were meeting a very high standard. So we felt there was a great need for this, and that really drove us to create this organization.
Excellent. And how long has this organization been around?
It's just over a year and a half at this point. Jeff, we've been in the process of building all the very basic pieces, and we're still very much in that process.
Okay. Can you share with us a little bit of, I guess, PAC's formal mission or vision?
Sure. The vision we have for PAC is that it be a global certifying and accrediting organization to advance ADHD coaches and the ADHD coaching profession. So our mission is to establish those high standards of excellence in our ADHD certification and accreditation programs. We advocate for coaches and the profession of ADHD coaching for the benefit of anyone who is affected and needs that support.
And the goal of the organization is to provide all the stuff. It's starting in the United States, but actually we're really looking for a footprint to actually be global, right?
we absolutely are committed to being global, and we believe that when we open up for certification that we will have applicants from other countries fairly soon, we hope.
Okay. Excellent. The International Coaches Federation is another certifying body that's out there and been around for a period of time. Can you speak to how does PAC fit in, or what's the relationship, or just for our listeners, kind of compare and contrast those two so they kind of understand what each is about?
The ICF is the certifying body and the accrediting body for general coaching. It's been around 15 or so years. I'm a very early member. And they are focused on the core competencies of the general coaching profession. So they really focus and don't try to do any specialties. So they're there to provide ethics and standards and competencies for coaching in general and set coaching apart from any other profession. PAC is really focused for ADHD coaching. So we're trying to establish the distinctions between ADHD coaching and general coaching. So we're building upon what ICF has done as that organization out there. We have partnered with them, so to speak. We have a board liaison from the ICF board on our as a liaison to our PAC board. So we very much are building from what we have learned and know at ICF, but we're focused primarily and exclusively as ADHD coaching. And ICF is, like I said, they're just trying to do the general overall coaching.
So you used the word a second ago, building upon. So can I assume that PAC acknowledges and supports what ICF's doing? They're just taking it to a level past that a little bit and actually defining just, you know, ADHD coaching and how it might be slightly different, but really supporting ICF and what they're doing?
We believe that ICF has done a very nice job of articulating the distinction of coaching as opposed to other professions, and the competencies are laid out very well. So, yes, Jeff, we're building upon those. When our certification rolls out, we will be testing a set of competencies that we've developed that are in line with ICF, but also incorporate, yes, those additional ADHD elements that we do a little differently.
Wonderful. As the chairman of the PAC board, can you give a little bit of your personal insight on where things are and what your hope for the organization is in the future?
You know, I'm really excited, Jeff. We've been a small group working very hard, so we haven't been able to communicate as much as we'd like, but we have our 501c3 status, which we're very excited about. We have our competencies. We used a huge number of folks we drew upon to develop our set of ADHD competencies, and the board has approved them. We're going to be rolling those out, and they'll be available on the website very, very soon. They're not quite up there yet, but within a week or so, we hope to do that, and we have a lot of volunteers to thank for that, and an announcement will go out about that. And our ethics are almost done, so our plan is to roll out a certification this fall. We're very excited about that. We know people have been waiting patiently. We're at a point now where we want to enlist more volunteers to help us. We've got quite a few committees going to really grow this organization, and there's a lot of work we could use some help on.
If there's anybody out there listening who might want to pitch in and kind of join the cause, Barbara, what would they do to get in contact if they wanted to volunteer and help in any way?
We do have a website out there. It's www.pacpaaccoaches.org, and you could write to info@pacaccoaches.org and let us know that you'd like to help or have a question, and we'll get back with you.
Well, I can tell you this. There's certainly a little bit of a buzz going on because I think we've got 9 or 10 people in the chat room, and our switchboards are full right now. So
fantastic.
I guess you're actually communicating because we're getting the word out as we speak.
That's great.
I'd like to kind of transition a little bit. We also have with us today in our studio is David Gwerk, the president and founder of the ADD Coaches Academy. David, I'd like to welcome you to the show.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. Glad to be here.
Now, David, you're not on the board per se, but you're on the professional advisory board.
That's correct.
Can you kind of help our listeners understand what your role is and how that maybe might differ from a board member?
Yeah, I think like everything PAC does, they do it with a lot of integrity, and they want to get the best input and the best consulting information they can from the different areas. And because I've been in the coach training business and as a coach for so many years, they asked me to come in as primarily a consultant without voting rights. And I agreed to that because there would be no conflict of interest. You don't want to have somebody who owns the world's largest ADHD coaching school also or has a board vote because that could be perceived as having too much influence. I strictly consult. I listen to the board. I give advice. And not everything I say or share with them is what they're going to do, which is the way it should be, but I'm there to offer my best experience and my best advice.
I'm sure that's valuable information. Now, as I understand, you're a big supporter and big fan of PAC. Can you share with our listeners what you're excited about the organization?
Oh, there's so many things. We wouldn't have enough time, but I'll try to summarize as much as I can. One is, this is an organization, everybody on the board and everybody involved with it is either a master certified coach or professional certified coach with the ICF, which is the governing body for all coaching and has 16,000 members. So they are a very influential organization and they have a great set of competencies. But what I also love about this group is that they are building a very powerful organization from the foundation up. They are selecting the right people for the right positions and the right areas of expertise, and these are all experienced people, not only in the area of coaching, but some of them have financial experience, strategic planning experience. So really, this organization is being built very strongly with a strong foundation. So when the walls and the roof go up, this is a house that's going to stay around for a long while. The other piece I like is that their coaching definition, if you go onto their website and you read the coaching definition and you look at the competencies which will be up in the near future because they are pretty much ready to go, you will see that the definition really defines ADHD coaching as a profession separate from general life coaching, and that it really makes a distinction that to not understand some of the things that we do as ADHD coaches is to be dangerous. It's to do damage to people who don't understand these things. And frankly, one of the reasons that ADHD coaching was formed years ago, Barbara and I have been doing this forever, at least since the inception of it, was that there were people that were being coached by people who claimed to be ADHD coaches putting their shingle out there and really turning people off completely to the profession of coaching. And the reason for that is there were no standards. And what PAC brings in this powerful organization that they're creating with a strong coaching definition, with strong ADHD competencies, is a watchdog, a central clearinghouse watchdog to make sure that the highest standards of the coaching profession are adhered to and that not anyone can put their initials next to their name and call themselves a coach, that PAC coaches will be the best ADHD coaches in the world. I'm sure of that.
Absolutely. Clearly, they're making their mark and making a distinction. What do you think the impact of the impact PAC will have on just the individual ADHD coaches? What do you foresee it really doing for them and their business?
Oh well, it's going to be hugely positive, and for a number of reasons. People that become accredited through PAC, and I know because our curriculum at the Academy has been approved by the ICF, and that's not an easy thing to do, at least our professional coach training program, and I'm sure that our other ones are on the verge, but what I know is this, there are certain important elements that need to go in to the understanding of the ADHD coaching process, and this organization will be responsible for making sure that people don't go out into the world and coach people with ADHD unless they've met those standards. And there is this is a watchdog that's going to do it with standards of excellence, and because they've got excellent assessors who understand you. You can be a great coach, but that doesn't necessarily make you a great assessor and understand how to assess people in a measurable, teachable kind of way where people can not only be certified but can grow. So this is going to be a place where people are going to have a central clearinghouse and a watchdog, and that coaches that have that designation next to their name, when the public sees them, they'll know, just in much the same way that an ICF coach is certified and known in the public. In our smaller world of ADHD coaching, they will know that people that come from PAC are really the top coaches and have been had to go through a set of standards that were not easy, that you just can't put a shingle next to your name. But the other piece is there's really not a resource out there to help coaches in general. There's ACO, which is a very nice organization that brings coaches together, but I'm talking mainly in the context of marketing and exposure, a clearinghouse that says not only are these coaches the top coaches in the world, but, hey, we feel so great about them, we're promoting them ourselves. We're there to support them. So this is not only going to become a credentialing organization, it's going to become a great resource for exposure and support and education to some degree for coaches who become members.
It sounds to me like what you're describing is it'd be great for the those in need for ADD because they have a place to go distinguish and differentiate those coaches that are out there, because certainly the ones that are going to go through the credentialing process here have actually put, you know, some sweat and some learning and some training and actually have gone through that process. So it kind of help give the consumer a place to start and know where to go to find, you know, well-qualified, solid coaches.
Yeah, well, you know, Jeff, there was a time when people who were trained just as general life coaches were under the misconception that they could effectively and consistently coach people with ADHD and empower them to move forward consistently. And they might have a modicum of success, but in the long run, it wasn't working. And I can honestly say that even within the life coaching world and the general life coaching world, the profession has gotten smart enough to realize if you want somebody to coach a person with ADHD, you send them to an ADHD coach, a well-trained one. So this is just going to help those people coming out of excellent coach training programs to have a place to go, not only get certified within the organization of a specific training group, but within an organization that has their own watchdog for the profession, which is hugely important.
Certainly, certainly. Well, as the president and the founder of the ADD Coaching Academy, one of the largest ADHD coaching schools, if a graduate came to you and asked you about ICF and PAC certification, what would you tell them?
Well, I would tell them this. Because the profession has become very international and global as well, and so has the academy. We have about 15 countries now training with us at the academy. I would say that it's important because everything is becoming interconnected globally. So you need to have an international exposure, and the International Coach Federation at the professional level of life coaching has that persona, has that image, has that perception, and they have a set of competencies to prove it and that have really withstood the test of time. So I think it's important for them to get that ICF certification. I know Barbara, myself, and Paul, we all believe how important that certification is. But I would also say to them to distinguish yourself as somebody who's done training in a specialty area, because there's more education that's required in ADHD coaching. We have to learn not only the coaching competencies, but we have to learn the ADHD models, the ADHD strategies, the
Excellent
understanding.
Point.
So it's important to get both, and by virtue of this certification, you're saying, I've gone beyond the call of the life coaching profession. I've gone into a profession that is so important to me that I've gotten extra training and gone in for a special certification. So I think both really are going to set you apart as a coach.
Certainly, certainly. We've got about 10 minutes left of the show. I want to go to a break first and come back and want to talk to Paul Connor, who's also a board member and secretary. But before we do, Barbara, again, if somebody wants to keep in contact with PAC and learn about PAC, at this point in time, would they just go to the website?
Yes, have them go to the website, paccoaches.org. We are going to be adding a lot more information fairly soon to that, but that's the place to go. And then info@paccoaches.org, you can let us know you'd like to be kept in the loop, and we'll get you into a database and also be sending out some emails as we get a chance to.
And that's PAC Coaches, that's PAACCOACHES.org, everyone. So you can go to that website. I'm actually there right now. There's actually a place where you can put in your name and your email address, and I guess that will add you to a database.
Yes, I think that's right. And if you have any trouble with that, just drop us a note at info.
Certainly, certainly. So if you guys will be, come back, we'll pick up some questions with Paul, and we'll field some from our listeners if we've got time right after this message.
This is Attention Talk Radio. We'll return in a moment. When you're stuck, what do you pay attention to? If you're paying attention to the same logic or level of thinking that created the problem, maybe you need to pay attention to something else. Dig Coaching excavates outcomes by paying attention to what you pay attention to. After all, if you're paying attention to the wrong thing, you're likely paying attention to the wrong solution. To learn more about finding your obvious solution, go to digcoaching.com and download the free audio file, Finding the Obvious Solutions When They Aren't So Obvious. Don't delay, do it today.
If you have a topic that you want covered or question answered, just email us at info@digcoaching.com.
Be part of the show. Dial 646-652-4409. And now, back to Attention Talk Radio.
Welcome back, everyone, to Attention Talk Radio. Today we're talking about the Professional ADHD Association of Coaches, and with us in our virtual studio is Chairman of the PAC Board, Barbara Luther, Professional Advisory Board Member David Gwerk, and PAC Board Secretary and Officer Paul O'Connor. Paul, welcome to the show.
Hi, Jeff. Thanks. Happy to be here.
Awesome. Can you share with the listeners what excites you about PAC and kind of what inspired you to join the board?
Well, I was just thinking about what David and Barbara were saying, and I think one of the things that really inspired me to join the board was actually their passion and all. And Barbara came to me and basically said, "We need your voice in this organization." I didn't think she'd take no for an answer, so that's how I initially got in. But I was, as David was talking, I was thinking that a few years back, I read a book. I come out of the small business world, and I had a company there. We did audiovisual productions on a large scale, and it was a competitive environment, and I was always looking to improve the business. And I read a book sometime back called In Search of Excellence, a well-known book, and it was about the attributes of highly successful businesses. And two of the concepts in that book really resonated with me, one of them being producing an excellent product or service, and, you know, not being satisfied with mediocrity. And the other was, you know, having an organization that was really values-driven and all. And so I took those concepts into the company that I owned, and within a few years we'd become a world-class organization and really distinguished ourselves. And what I learned was that being part of a team and working on projects that I really believed in and playing at a world-class level, it was really exciting and challenging and ultimately fulfilling. So the idea of getting in on the ground floor of an organization like PAC, who promotes concepts in an organization that I'm really interested in, that has a chance to do a whole lot of good out there, because there are thousands of people out there who need ADD coaching and they don't know where to turn to. So having the chance to do that, you know, PAC has aspirations to be a global organization like David was talking about, and then having a chance to influence PAC's mission and the values and things like that, and the end product, you know, for me it was just a really exciting opportunity.
The more we're talking about it, you know, it's there's really not a lot out there that distinguishes the stuff. So I would be excited just to be on the ground floor, like, you know, filling or satisfying a need that's definitely needed out in the market, particularly as things grow. It's got to be real exciting.
Yeah, it absolutely is.
Can you share with us a little bit of, like, kind of what's going on behind the scenes right now on the PAC board?
Yeah. Barbara mentioned a few things that we've been able to get accomplished so far. You know, we have our nonprofit 501c3 status. We've created the mission and vision statements. We have a website up, obviously. We're well on our way to completing a really detailed strategic plan for the organization. We developed an ethics statement, and we created this core set of core competencies that's been extremely well received by the people that have seen it out there, and we hope to get it up on our website and more widely distributed soon. So that's kind of what's been going on. Currently, we're developing the overall coach certification process. So how do you become a PAC certified coach if you want to? You know, what are the different levels there? How do we certify, recertify, those kind of things? So all that's well underway, and we intend to be enrolling coaches this fall, as Barbara said. Once we have coaches certified, you know, on our website, we're going to have a directory of PAC certified coaches, so people are going to be able to find us easily. I think there are plans for a much more robust website than you might see right now, so
sure.
We're excited about that. We have a strategic plan in progress, focus on creating a model for PAC that actually goes well beyond credentialing to provide other tools of high value to members and the ADHD community as a whole, and we're not ready to roll that out just yet, but we're hard at work on that, and we're very excited about it.
Certainly, certainly. One of the things that I heard, I just want to verify, that's kind of interesting, is the certification process. Coaches will have to be tested in order to be PAC certified coaches, correct?
That's correct.
Now, the existing board members, will they actually have to go through and be tested themselves, or are they kind of grandfathered in?
What's going to happen is we're going to have a couple of outside certifiers come in and certify the first few of our coaches who will come from the PAC board, and then those coaches will then begin certifying other coaches on the board and anybody else who wants to get certified at that point.
So that's powerful. So everybody on the board actually is going to have to get tested in order to become a certified coach as well, and then you'll roll out testing other interested parties.
Right, exactly.
Okay. Well, that's got to be kind of a fascinating experience. The experts, if you will. I know, Barbara, you've been in this business forever, and David's been in it forever. You guys are going to have to drink the Kool-Aid too, huh?
You better
believe absolutely. It. We're committed to that.
Yep, I think that's the way it should be.
I think that's a real strong signal that the PAC is real serious about what they're doing, that everybody's going to be held to those standards, not just people who have been doing a long time. You have to re-up yourself. So that's exciting. We've got about 2 minutes left. Is there anything else, Barbara, David, or Paul, that you'd like to offer that you think our listeners would be useful for them to know about the organization and its future?
I just want to say that the ADHD coaching profession is live and vibrant, and it's never been in a better position to be doing what it's doing now. And if people are interested in becoming coaches, doing it, now's one of the best times to think about it.
David, do you have... you've had your school for a long time. You get an increased number of people that are interested in becoming AD coaches, or has it been pretty consistent?
I would say it's very consistent, but I would have to say we're getting, because we restructured to accommodate different levels, I would have to say we're getting more requests than we have in the past, and I think that the interest, you know, with the way the economy is now, people want to begin to start to think about professions that are more aligned with their core values, things that are important to them, and coaching is one of those great professions that really facilitates that.
And I think, Jeff, also, I know you're about out of time, I think there's so many people have been impacted by ADHD and are driven to be supportive and make a difference, and we want to honor that and help guide them so that they can get out there and really be quality coaches and make a difference.
Wow. Well, I guess for today we need to wrap up this episode. I'd like to thank Barbara, David, and Paul for being on the show.
Thank you, Jeff.
Thank you.
This has been a great, great opportunity to get you guys on, and hopefully this will help spread the word. Everyone else out there, please visit our website at blogtalkradio.com/attentiontalkradio and be on the lookout for future shows and archive shows. Other than that, we'll catch everyone next week. Have a good one.